Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Clare FM, the IBI, and funded by Cumasna Man with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Welcome to another episode of Ours to Protect on Clare FM. Last week we heard from Paul Ellingstad, coordinator of Circular Clare Castle. The group has been to the forefront of promoting the circular economy, and while the project is still fledgling, it has been gathering momentum. One of the early adopters of the practice is Joe Deasy, who operates a retail business in the village. After seeing energy costs skyrocket over the past 18 months, Joe decided it was time to take action, not just to cut his costs, but also to make his business more sustainable.
Our first measures would have been putting doors under fridges inside in the shop. There's a massive energy saving. So obviously if it's saving energy, it's saving the planet, it's saving costs as well in the shop. Both work hand in hand. When we put the doors in the fridges, there was a knock-on effect that we didn't have to spend as much time, as much energy heating the shop, because it wasn't getting as cold. Like, there was a win-win for us in that one.
And what else would you have done within the store?
We did the freezer that's on the shop floor. We changed it from a remote unit, which is very heavy on juice, to one with doors inside in the shop, and they're plug-in units. So we had two separate plug-ins rather than a remote unit, and it basically used about a third to a quarter of the energy that we were using.
Did you see a fairly quick response to the actions you were taking financially?
We did, for sure. And as I say, that's how I got talking to Paul about it, because he would have done measures in his house, I would have done them in mine, saw the benefits there, and started putting them in place in the shop as well. Like,
but is it difficult to implement these particular measures?
It's not, no. It's only to decide you're going to do them, and it kind of snowballs. One leads to the next. Like, you know, Musgrave's they'd be our wholesaler. They were already changing a lot of the packaging. The likes of bananas were coming in bags for years, like, and changing it just to a bunch of bananas with a band around them that's compostable rather than the bags. The coffee cups had been changed for us, so like there was a lot of it was working in the background that we were kind of just caught onto. But the ones inside in the store would have been mostly the refrigeration, changing the lighting into sealant LED lights, changing any of the existing fridges that we didn't get doors on. We put LED lights into them, and EC fans that run, again, about a quarter of the energy of the traditional fans. Like, so, you know, when you get started and you see the benefit, it kind of urges you to do more.
Ellen Quinn is passionate about nature, and after years of experimenting with kombucha, established a new business along with her partner Alex last year. Hurst Botanicals is located on the main street in Clare Castle, and from the beginning, biodiversity and sustainability were very much on their minds when establishing the business.
Yeah, they were the main reasons we started Hurst Botanicals in the first place. So the name Hurst actually comes from the old word for wooded hill. And when we were brewing kombucha, we were living in a place in the South Downs National Park. So we were surrounded by lots of nature, and there was lots of inspiration going on there, especially during COVID when everything was locked down and we had that chance to reconnect. So my background is actually in food science, and my partner's is in commercial within the food industry, and we kind of decided, you know what, let's put our brains together and see if we can start a business that's really focused on nature and biodiversity. I think it's so easy to think of climate change as this, you know, a huge problem that we have to solve, but if we can focus maybe on one or two bits and do them to the best of our abilities, then that's, we think, the most important thing that we can do. So one of our missions in Hurst Botanicals is to make a measurable difference to the biodiversity levels in Ireland. And that's kind of what drives us. We're a really new business. We're 2 years in March 2024. So we've had to establish the business first to try and get it up and running. And now we're able to turn our attention to actually why we started it. So building on that biodiversity mission.
You were doing a lot of this so before you heard of Circular Clare Castle. So what you were doing fits in exactly and brilliantly with what Paul and the team are doing here.
Yeah, it's great. It's great as well to be able to connect with other businesses that are putting sustainability at their forefront. And I guess as well, it's important to realise that it's actually quite difficult. You know, a lot of effort goes into, let's say, sourcing sustainable glass, or our raw materials are all fair trade, and we're certified and audited by the Fair Trade Ireland team and Flow Cert, who are an independent auditor, to get sustainable credentials like that fair trade mark. So it's great that Circular Clare Clare Castle are putting, are highlighting these things that businesses are doing and people are doing in the community. And there's lots going on here in Clare Castle. It's great to get the publicity on it.
There you heard from local business owners and members of Circular Clare Castle, Joe Deasy and Ellen Quinn. We'll be back in the new year with Ours to Protect. In the meantime, have a very happy Christmas.